Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 23 after the hour. Thanks for staying with me, Little Stones, bringing us back. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. You know, folks, and it's just you and me, by the way, I want to report to you about a recent poll that, you know, as you know, on our website, you can go and check out the we have a different poll question every week. We publish it in the newsletter. We put it on the website. And so you can see what the poll on the homepage there and click your answer and see how the poll is going so far. So, but every week after the poll, after we finish a poll, I almost always report on how the poll turned out. So recently we asked you this question. Who do you think bears the most responsibility for the government shutdown? You know the government shutdown, right? As of right now it is. Two-thirds of you said that you blame the president and the party, the Democrat Party. Two-thirds said it's either President Obama's fault and or the Democrat Party's fault, while the rest of our small business audience blamed the Republicans, about a third. Now, here's what's interesting. When America is polled, not just small business owners like we do, but when the national polls come in, those numbers are inverted. More of the general population blame the Republicans than the Democrats. So it's interesting to see how small business owners feel about things over the regular population. But here's what I think, folks. It doesn't matter. They're all to blame. Washington, the political class, is not just broken. It's rotten. Even the good guys, if you can find one, regardless of which side of the aisle they're on, Democrat, Republican, I don't care, even the good guys can't find a way to make a difference by demonstrating leadership. Once upon a time, think about this, folks, you'll recognize this. Once upon a time, a great American president invoked this notion regarding the relationship between the governed and the government. Of the people, by the people, for the people. That's right. Abraham Lincoln said that. When we talked about the government should be of the people, by the people, for the people. A century and a half later, the political class has inverted this beautiful tenet into what is surely the ugliest form of narcissism ever observed in a democracy. Here's what it sounds like today. Of the small-minded, by the petulant, for the ideology. And every day the political class pursue this agenda without any sense of shame. You see it every day, don't you? Recently, this year, actually, I had a conversation with Steve Forbes, and I said, Steve, what's it going to take back America? What do we got to do to get America back on track? And here's what he said. He said, Jim, it's going to have to come from the grassroots. Just like that. He'd been thinking about it. Indeed. And as you heard me say on this show many times before, Main Street, especially the small business sector, Main Street has to band together to take back America from the political class in Washington, to protect ourselves from the digital greed of Wall Street, and demand honest reporting when it comes to the what's now what I consider to be a very corrupt, mostly corrupt media, and probably the most corrupt media in the history of America. Folks, I can't emphasize how dangerous this corrupt media is in America. Now, when I say band together, it's not as big a challenge as you might think. In the last election, the presidential election, more than 126 million votes. Think about that. 126 million votes were cast for one of or the other. Party, the major parties. So if you add up all the owners and employees of small businesses on Main Street America, that number is almost 100 million. So there's almost as many small business stakeholders in America, and that doesn't include their families. I'm not even counting their spouses and their adult children. I'm talking about owners and employees, 100 million directly connected to a small business in America. And I'm not saying anyone should change their parties. I'm not saying anybody should become a Republican or a Democrat. But can't we agree on this, my friends, as small business owners, can't we agree on this one thing, regardless of which party you belong to? Can't we agree that we should demand the government run its business the way we have to run ours in order to be successful, in order to have any sustainability? The application, think about this, the application of that demand, run your business, government, the way we run ours, on presidential candidates and members of Congress would go a long way to ridding America of the embarrassing and destructive kabuki theater that we've been watching for way too long in Washington, D.C. It is embarrassing, and it is hurting us. If you wonder why the economy is the way it is right now, why it can't seem to get off the ground, there's no question in my mind that a huge part of it is the dysfunction in Washington, D.C., and the other parties I mentioned, Wall Street and the corrupt media contribute to this too. Small business owners, we have to take back America. And our model is what people find on Main Street. Honesty, transparency, and integrity. These are the coins of the realm of America. My friends, if we don't do it, I fear it won't happen. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.